Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, hit him up like good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the
Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J, is officially a beautiful Tuesday here in the Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas area. And y'all know, miss, today's not one of those special days where it becomes LSF, After Dust. So we're definitely glad to make another special, the LSF After Dust special. Last week was pretty good. We did the close with the man, part one and part two. Today we're going to do someone called Respect the DJ. This is another deep topic that, wow, I mean, there's so many different ways we can go. And just doing this all in a short amount of time, wow, what we're going to get out of this short amount of time is even going to be crazy. So you got to stay tuned. And, hey, while we wait on some of them to come through, we're going to go ahead and we're going to go to an old track that that I have on here that we had these artists on the show before. And this is definitely very, you know, a very international tune. And as a DJ, that's something to make a point, too, because we're talking about DJs today. As a DJ, that's something you can do, too. Don't pigeonhole yourself to what you can only play. That is something that's going to be very key as far as getting yourself in the right doors of doing things. So here we go. This is G-Man Shy Baby. This is Tour Guide. And we'll be right back on Life at Dusk Live, a.k.a. LXF After Dusk with your boy Steady J.
Oh, acting. I'm just sitting back, relaxing, I'm macking. She cries cause it's over, I smile cause it happened. Girl, you can be our tour guide. Show me and G around tonight. Baby, you can be our tour guide. Show me and G around tonight. Can you show me some places I've never
everybody, this is G-Man.
It's Shot Baby.
And whenever I'm not listening to the Bon Vivant mixtape,
I'm listening to Life After Dusk live on Blog Talk Radio in the Dusk Spot.
Alright, we're back. We're back on Life After Dusk live. Your boy, Sadie J. That was G-Man, the Shot Baby tour guide. And that's on the Bon Vivant mixtape. Of course, as the drop just said. And that's actually a very nice mixtape. Actually, on it and everything. The cover is very nice. Just the whole listening experience of it is very nice and mixed down perfectly. So, let me tell you, a lot of great stuff going on, and y'all should definitely check it out. And heck, if you Google it, you'll pretty much find it. So, we'll go ahead, and I'm going to go ahead. Introduce the topic a little bit more as far as respect to DJs and how it actually became a topic for today. First off, of course, you know, as of last week, as we started doing, we'll do, from time to time, we'll do special segments involving our very good friends at LXF Clothing Company, and a lot of great stuff coming out of that, you know, just, and the fact that they are very intuitive when it comes to environment, music, and culture is just great to look at. So, like I said, they're doing a lot of great things right now, and wow, I mean, this topic got sent to me by top DJ Money Mike, which hopefully you should still be calling them pretty soon. And we talked about it, man. It was a very, very deep topic. I was like, you know what? Yeah, this would be a great show idea. And so we just put it together, and there we go. And what a lot of people, I always tell a lot of people, is I don't really just go around and just go, oh, let me guess the stuff for this show today. You know, a lot of stuff, you know, there is planning, but I don't really just, like, write down exactly word for word what I'm going to talk about. And it's kind of off the dome, and sometimes, you know, a lot of stuff is done within almost the same week that the show's going to happen, like maybe a week before we'll come out with the shows for it. So it's just, that's how we do things, you know. We try to make sure that we stay current, but at the same time, we do try to do a lot of preparation as well. All right, so we got a call on the line. I'm going to open up that line. I think this person on the show before quite a bit. All right, what's up? You on Life at Dusk Live, your boy, Sadie J. What's up?
What's up? What's up with it, DJ Sadie J? Respect the DJ. It's your boy, P-Buck in the mix.
What's up, man? I'm glad to have you in here, man. You know, this show here, man, this is going to be a very, people are going to be like, dang, man, this show should have been longer, but hey, there you go. Short and sweet, that's how we do things. But, you know, this topic is pretty deep, man, and a lot of times I don't think people really understand what it takes about when it comes to respecting the DJ. And as far as like you, you being a DJ yourself, you can kind of tap into this. You actually have a lot to say about this kind of topic as well. And some questions I've thrown out there as far as in the show description, and to kind of remind everybody what a DJ basically does. A DJ is basically like the middleman between the crowd and the artist. The artist gives the DJ his music, and then the crowd, and then he pushes it to the crowd and moves it with the crowd and kind of feels around how the crowd reacts to it. There's also about consistency too. Some questions I brought along, which is why this is a very deep topic today. Are the promoters underpaying the DJs, and also does race play a part in the promoting the when it comes to paying the DJs and whatnot? Do the race of the promoters have a play in that? And then as well, another good point is it the DJ's character that sometimes screws it up for other DJs? So those are questions. So basically give us your take on that, man.
Shoot, my take is being a promoter, DJ, promoter back to a DJ, basically it's like this. If you're a DJ, a lot of DJs try and base their price based on the amount they spent on their equipment. But if you're in the entertainment aspect of DJing and not necessarily the social gathering aspect of DJing, which would be weddings, birthday parties, and basically family events like reunions, those DJs are going for a specific event for a service. And that service is to provide sound for an event that already has a specific demographic that's coming to it. But if you're a DJ that's DJing a nightclub or an event or a concert, then a lot of promoters are looking at the DJ to provide a service, not only to just provide sound, but to have a following. So if you don't have a following, then that's not necessarily being a good DJ. You can have all the equipment in the world, but if nobody likes the talent that you're bringing to the table, similar to an artist, a recording artist, because nowadays DJs are very similar to recording artists, then you got to base your price on the amount of people that's willing to follow you in that specific market that you're DJing in. That's my breakdown on it. I mean, it don't matter if you're white, black, Asian, whatever your race is. If you can't bring people to the club, then that's a notch on you as a DJ.
Exactly. But what point you made in there very clearly, and then apply what I said about the race question. Why that is kind of, it is a red flag somewhat in the air. Like, let's say you went to an event, and let's say both, but two different types of events, same venue size. You brought a nice amount of people to both events. Now, let's say A decides, I'm going to try to undercut and not pay the DJ or whatnot, just really undercut them when it comes to paying them. But B over here is like, hey, the DJ is a very intricate part of the party, so I need to make sure I pay this person because I want them to continue to do that good. And I throw it this way. A lot of me, in some instances I've seen before, A would be sometimes on the black venues, and then sometimes on the second one on part B, that one is where the white promoters and stuff are doing stuff. And they'll make sure they pay you versus sometimes the black promoters. And why is that happening? Why is this becoming such a thing that people don't understand? Like, it should be something across the board. Why do we continually see this in the black community where we try to undercut each other?
Well, I mean, first off, you got to look at white promoters don't tend to throw parties in the same fashion that black promoters do. I mean, when you look at a black event, you got a lot of promoters trying to make money off of the door, whereas with white promoters, they tend to work out deals where the club will let their clients come in free and get them percentage off the bar. And that's simply because white people drink at a higher dollar rate than black people. And that's like a proven fact. Latinos do as well. So if you're a club owner, then it's financially beneficial for you to allow the Caucasian or white consumers to come in free, make money off the bar, let them get tipsy and throw, you know what I'm saying, white boy wasted, so where they white boy boogieing, and then you make a grip at the dough. But with the black promoters, they gotta, especially when you're not talking about the upscale urban market, when you're talking about the 18 and up college market or the 18 and up hood market, you generally have to make sure that you're getting money off of the door from the promoters. So that all goes back to the DJ. I mean, if you got a white promoter who's making money and working with the club and getting people in based off the bar, and in comparison to a black promoter that's hoping that people come in so that he can generate money to take care of the remaining staff, it's more of a risk being a black promoter. So since it's more of a risk, the black promoter want more of a reward when they put their efforts towards an event.
Right, and I mean, you made very valid points because, you know, that leaves out there for people who are DJing. It's all about, you know, what market you're trying to go in, not necessarily the race. It's all about what market you're trying to go in. You got to know the common stuff that happens with that market, and you'll know, okay, how things are going to turn out. But here's another thing, too, song selection. How important is song selection? Because I know it's some people, you know, they go, man, I want to do these type of events, but when they're known for doing nothing but a certain type of music, how can they go do these other events?
Yeah, I mean, the thing about song selection is anytime you're going into a market, whether it's Grown and Sexy, Urban, or 18 and up college, a lot of these markets that aren't over 21, they change frequently as far as song selection because, you know, if you're under 21, then you're basically a trending topic type of market to where you're looking on Twitter, looking at the pound sign, trying to see what's new and hot. And you constantly, your attention span is lower. You're constantly looking for change and for what's new and what's hot. But if you're in the 21 and up market, their crowd doesn't go out as frequently. They have a smaller crowd that come out at a lot of the clubs. But it's a larger market. Like it's more people that go out that's over 21. But I mean, they're spread out in restaurants, bars, and all type of venues. So that's one of the things that go into it too. When you're looking at song selection, you just gotta do your research and test the markets and go into the markets that you're trying to get into. Check out the other DJs that's in the similar market that you're trying to get into and mirror them to an extent with your own flavor.
Most definitely, and that's the thing too. I think whether you tend to be in one market more than the other, I think in order to really just add the market to yourself to be respected more, I think you get to be knowledgeable about multi genres. And there's some people, I mean, I really honestly be asking, do they really know about these other genres? Another big thing I want to talk about is, you know, some of the beefs between DJs, you know, that happens a lot, egos between, because, like, for instance, one big thing that happens is, like, coalitions tend to breed, you know, it's one thing they have competition, but some of them, you know, they hate on each other, and it's, like, crazy, man. And I'm not gonna start getting the name. I'm not gonna get into coalition name calling, because I'm not promoting the coalitions by any means. I'm trying to start, you know, this one, that, and then that one comes, and that's exactly what happens. You show love to one, and the other ones, and if you another one that doesn't too much mess with one, and they'll be like, well, I don't want to mess with this dude, man. And what is it with that, man? Like, you know. What's, like, your take on that as far as, like, the egos of different coalitions or whatnot?
I mean, basically, coalitions have tunnel vision when it comes to getting to the money. If you ain't in their lane, then They trying to knock you out that tunnel. But really, the correct definition of tunnel vision is to be focused on your task and not worry about anything else, any other obstacles or variables thrown into it. I mean, if I got tunnel vision on the money, then I don't care what any other clique doing, as long as me and my clique is on the mission for to reach that goal. And that's where a lot of people come in the game wrong, where, you know, when you throw an obstacle in front of another group and try and, you know, put a little backlash or try and stop the progress of another coalition. I mean, a lot of times they don't do nothing but bring negativity, you know, negative vibes to your coalition and your clique. Especially when you got people who in your coalition and they leave, they know the type of person you are or your organization is, and they start spreading the word of how your group is, especially when they leave. Because, I mean, it's not any coalition that had 100% attendance and 100% ratio of people who've been in their organization and didn't leave.
Exactly. And do you think it's necessary? I'm not playing in coalitions, but do you think you have to be in a coalition in order to really make things happen? Because some people, I think coalitions are good, but also too, you don't have to necessarily be one. And those coalitions still respect you. That's what y'all told me, but you ain't got to be in the coalition to get respect from the coalition. And some people feel they pigeonhole themselves and told themselves, I won't get respect from them if I don't join them.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. The thing about coalitions is just a new version of record pools. I mean, that's the overall goal of a coalition is to service music to multiple DJs and to provide a certain playlist to where artists can get exposure in multiple markets simultaneously at the same time through this coalition. So the head of a coalition does the same as a record pool, similar to a Vertigo or, you know, DJ Big Daddy in them coalition, or Deco. You know, I'm about to say Sadie J be on the coalition. But yeah, basically, the leader of a coalition will distribute the music to the rest of the people in their coalition. And then they all agree on playing it and getting the artist hot for certain songs. And they supposed to have a similar style of DJing. For example, the Campus King DJs or the Go DJs. Go DJs are predominantly in the South. But when you talk about bigger coalitions like the Core DJs, just a little more spread out, they have a different goal but similar agenda, and that's breaking artists. So when you think about a coalition, it's been going on. They just changed it from being a record pool to a coalition. It's like an updated version of the same agenda.
Exactly. Like I said, it's a lot of them that's really doing. I mean, I wish. At the end of the day, I think this is my opinion. There's nothing wrong with multiple coalitions. It's just sometimes the beats between some of them are just crazy, and you know, and it's not like every person in the coalition starts to beat, but it's always those couple that hate from one coalition and then hate on the other one. So it's craziness.
Yeah, I mean, I break it down like this. Like, with DJ coalitions, I mean, everything is all about making money. So if you want to rate a DJ coalition, don't just look at the artists that they're claiming they're broke, but look at the amount of money that the artist is making, how much money they charging for a show, and how frequently they're getting booked. When coalitions are saying they broke an artist, like, are them artists really bringing in revenue? I mean, if you want to bring up some name of some artists that just popped up recently, you have to look real deep on how much money these artists making. A lot of the average consumers, the people who just go to the club, they don't really know, they don't really understand like how much revenue is really coming through to these artists. So, I mean, is it beneficial to the artists? I mean, who's to say? I mean, the main thing goes into how many spins they get. I mean, I say concerts, at big arenas are more important than DJ coalitions. Being able to be on tour with Lil Wayne is more important than a DJ coalition. Doing the Big Crit circuit to where he's hitting up club after club after club, and white, you know, other artists like Yellow Wolf, who just signed a deal with Eminem, that's more important than a DJ Coalition, because these guys have been on tour with Wiz Khalifa, like Wiz Khalifa and other artists like that. They didn't go through DJ Coalitions. There weren't no DJs out here playing any Wiz Khalifa, but the general public knew who he was from a niche market that he was going after. And I don't know any DJ Coalitions that can claim breaking Wiz Khalifa in this market. Or Big Crit. Or Yellow Wolf. Or a bunch of other artists.
I don't see them myself either. I mean, because they've had, and they've had multiple chances to do it. They've had way multiple chances, because I remember when he had the Prince of the City 2 mixtape. That's the first mixtape I ever got from Wiz Khalifa. That, and no one down here was really hot on him. They were like, you know, you say Wiz Khalifa, and now everybody like, man, I've been on this dude, man. Like,
yeah, but who was representing them in the club? No DJ. So, I mean, that goes into the whole factor of, is a DJ Coalition necessary? I mean, it serves the purpose of getting your name out there and having something that vouches you with club promoters. But, I mean, when it comes to artists, it's not necessary. And when it comes to club promoters or club owners trying to figure out if a DJ is worth them spending money with, then they can say that they'll go to the coalition named DJ for the average named DJ. But, I mean, it's a lot of coalitions who got DJs who don't get booked.
If
you're a DJ, this is a public service announcement from P-Buck. If you're a DJ and you're in a coalition and you still ain't getting booked, then maybe you shouldn't be in that coalition.
I don't know how much I try to stress that to people. Like, I noticed it myself too. I'm like looking like, to me, at the end of the day, that's with a lot of stuff where I would tell people, okay, this genres, like when you kind of break it down genres of music, like when people from different genres show me love, like and people actually find it ironic. They go, well, you got people that be sending you pop music and stuff. Yeah, I mean, don't fool yourself. It's just, but when it comes, there's a difference between being on the radio and being a DJ at an event in your market. It's two totally different things. And sometimes as a DJ, one of the things that we have to go through is making sure we satisfy that market. Because, you know, I know sometimes some people come, especially like Texas is a melting pot. We get people from all over in this state. So they all bring their different styles and different states here for us to listen to. But necessarily, because Dallas music is, I mean, you know, Dallas is a market right now, the music, everyone starts really paying attention to the music in there. It's really like people are really, as you're sitting around asking yourself, you know, you can you be diverse or can you not be diverse? Because sometimes people are like, oh, I don't want to hear this. But as I said before, it's all about timing, and you do this very well. I that's why I love that you're very consistent and you wait for timing. Like when you break some of the songs I'm sent to you through Drummer Boy or whatnot, you won't just say, oh man, they like it this time, so I give up. You it's all about the lines. It's about the number of people in the crowd. It's about the type, how many females, the dudes, how many dudes, the females. It's different. Like, you got to test it at different times. And because of your patience, a lot of times you made stuff hot that people was like, dang. Like, when you can honestly walk around, you got people quoting songs that you ain't really just hear too hot on the radio, then you doing something.
Like, I just call her Boo. I don't know her whole name.
Yeah, perfect example. Nobody on that song until you started telling them. Exactly. Well, nobody didn't on that song. And everybody was like, you start seeing on Facebook stats and all kind of stuff.
But, you know, that's just the beginning stages. I mean, in 2011, I mean, we just got in the mix out here in Denton. So we're gonna be focusing more on the concerts this fall semester out here in Denton. And then we got some big things popping in Dallas, so y'all going to be on the lookout for that. And, you know, Ceddy J in the mix. Ceddy J then came up in the DJing mix. So, I mean, the whole thing is this. I mean, you got coalitions, and then you got people who can bring people to the club. So, I mean, we didn't prove that we could bring people to the club out here. Then, you know what I'm saying? And the whole thing about Dallas is, I mean, it's all about time. It's all about perfect timing. You got to have the perfect timing to shine and step in and set your tone into the market. Because a lot of people rush into things and don't really have it don't be a good look when they come in at the wrong time. So I'm a firm believer in patience and having the right game plan on breaking into a market. So we're going to go ahead and keep it going, keep moving, and shouts out to everybody who's been looking out on the way up. Big things in store. So, you know, everybody who's staying down, going to stay down. We're going to keep making moves.
Most definitely, man. And, hey, guys, we're ready to come to a close, man. I definitely wanted to say shout out to our different coalitions. Like, all the different DJs who are really making moves in these different coalitions continue to do so. And one thing you want to try to do, man, look out for your people, man. Look out for your people. Hey, within your coalition, I just say within your coalition, start with your own coalition first. Because sometimes there's also inner problems within coalitions, and people are like, well, I'm trying to make sure I'm the one on the getting booked. So, you know, we got to cut that out, man, real talk. So, at the end of the day, we got to watch out for each other. And, you know, that's just basically what it is, man. And I want to thank LXL for playing a part in just really just watching after me and, you know, to support me in these different series that we started now. It's definitely, you know, something I like. It's something different. We have, you know, we started out doing topic shows, something that everyone always loved, but we're trying to bring it back in a much stronger fashion. So most definitely loving it.
Yeah. About to step my Twitter game up too. You know, Sadie J got a million Twitter followers. Follow your boy at PBUCC, at PBUCC, PBUCC, with my boy Sadie J, and I'm out.
All right. That's a boy. Yeah, will be seeing the tweet to me in a moment. So, just a reminder to follow your boy PBUCC, because, I mean, he definitely came through. He's one DJ that came through and fell through today to say, okay, we'll come through and show some love. And it's definitely a topic that's close to me. So definitely enjoy it. You know, you guys, and let's do it on iTunes over and over and over and over and over again. And guess what? How much it costs? $3.99. So there you go. Y'all don't have to worry about having to pay so much for it. And, hey, you can save that money to buy some good music on iTunes. So, with that being said, I want to go ahead and just thank everyone for coming through. Shout out to PBUCC. Shout out to all different DJ coalitions. And for all you boys, Ceddy J at CEDDY, letter J, DUSK. And that leaves me with this. In everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, just remember where there's a J. Oh, well, there's a you. Through God, there is a way. And y'all have tuned into another episode of Life After Dusk Live, a.k.a. LXF After Dusk. And remember, respect the DJ, baby.